Grant, thank you for joining us again here today. Welcome to all the guys.
Welcome, guys.
To our men's podcast. Grant, I don't know about you, but this has been this year, and since we've started the podcast, been so lekker. There's no other word to describe it, but the Afrikaans word lekker.
It's been good.
And so fulfilling to do these podcasts. So I'm really thankful for what God's doing in the midst of us as men in this church. But saying that, I know with podcasting, it takes consistency. And that is our topic today, about, discipline over motivation and building consistency as a man. Because I know for myself, it is one of the most difficult things to do is to stay disciplined. In fact, if for anybody in life. But that's the difference between whether we make it sometimes or not.
Yes.
Because motivation fades, but discipline stays.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think also from my side, great to be here with you, Eddie. It's really been a journey. I think even this morning, when we started recording this, we had to face some issues here, and we can make a decision. Is this about being disciplined in doing this, even though certain cameras and things aren't working properly, and we just have one angle here today for everyone watching? But the reality is, this is what we are talking about. Are we going to be stay disciplined in this moment, or are we just going to leave this? I think we chose discipline. So we are not going to live just on a fake motivation, but which causes frustration and inconsistencies. So we're going to push through all of that even here.
Yeah, because motivation is something that really starts strong.
Yes.
But when you and you fire it up and you set goals, and then a few weeks later it's gone. But I think when it comes to discipline, Grant, for me, it's what's the bigger picture?
Yes.
What's the end result? What are you aiming for?
Yeah.
Because, yes, you're not going to be motivated always to do certain things. But if you stay disciplined and you stay the course, you're gonna get to where you need to be. And I think that's what's so important. So I know, and we've spoken about this quite a lot, is that feelings is only temporary.
Yes.
Because they change every minute, every half an hour, every 20 minutes. That's just a feeling.
Yeah.
But discipline has got to do with your heart.
Yes. And the reality is, this motivation can get us started, but that discipline keeps on going. And today we're going to unpack why the motivation fades away and how discipline will build real transformation in our lives. And how we as men can become consistent in our walk with God in our everyday life.
Exactly. So I love this scripture. I want to start off with our foundation scripture. And this has been a scripture that's been very close to my heart in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 27. And it was one of my first sermons I had to do at Bible school.
Wow.
But it says, Paul writes here, it says, do you not know that you run in a race? He says, run in such a way that you will win, because you're not running for an earthly prize, for a heavenly prize. And he says, then as you run, he says, you run with purpose. And he says, your reward is not temporary, but eternal.
Yes.
He said, therefore, I train my body and beat it into submission. I'm like a boxer in a ring. I don't hit and aim for a miss. I aim for a target. And so when we say that, it's just about I choose differently.
Consistently, yeah.
I consistently choose differently. I'm going to consistently choose discipline. No, I know this is what I need to do. If I want to break that habit, I need to make sure I choose this, because the consequences of this choice is going to help me to get to where I need to be. But if I'm constantly going to have to go on what I feel, I'm not going to get there. I want to tell you a quick story, Grant. And it's I'm a sport guy. You know that.
Yes, which is good because I'm not. So you can always inform me about what's happening.
So, so one of the things that, because I'm a motorsport person, is that my all-time hero is no secret. It's Michael Schumacher. But when he was busy practicing, it was raining. All the guys were in the go-karts, were parked in, and he sent him out, himself out with slick tires on a very, very wet track in Köppen, Germany. And that's where he learned how to control a car. So one of the things what made him so good was the fact that he was able to slide a car through a corner. I'm sorry, this might now be jargon for a lot of people, but still keep momentum. And that is a skill on its own because you actually are supposed to lose time. And he learned that through spending 3 hours, 4 hours extra on a track, disciplining himself, learning how to control a car through that where the other drivers didn't. And that separated him to reach his goal instead of the other guys that were with him. I think there was two or three that made Formula One, but won one race or didn't even win a Grand Prix, but also had oodles of talent, which meant that discipline is overrides motivation completely and talent, for that matter of fact. So when we go into a space where we say we want to live discipline, we've got to go the extra mile. We've got to go the extra yard. We've got to choose and change our thinking around how we're going to get to where God wants us to be and how we are going to walk that out in life. Because if not, we're not going to be intentional.
Yeah, we're not going to be. That's where Galatians 6 verse 9 comes in for me. I think in the intention of what Christ places out there for us, it is let us not become weary in doing good, but for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And that's where the key lies for me, is in not the harvest will come when we do not give up. But do not give up there indicates consistency. It indicates a continuation, even though something might be difficult, just as you have explained. What do we learn out of that? And so when we have to learn how to keep on going when our motivation is low, when it's raining and we're going through that corner, we have to learn a different skill here. And God says that skill is only going to be learned when we do not give up.
Yeah. I sat with one of our members, and he's going through incredible time, just with health and stuff. And I got him here one morning, and I put a coffee in his hand, and I'm like, "How are you doing?" He says, "I am so frazzled. I'm not motivated. It's going horrendously at home, at work, whatever." He says, "But God said to me," and I made this, I said, "I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to give over."
Yeah,
you know, sure. and that's the important part, because that's consistency for me.
Yes,
you know, and when we talk about you know, motivation, sometimes it's also wanes because of what we see lies in front of us, and that brings fear. So 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind." Now, that word power is dynamite power, explosive power.
Absolutely.
But discipline is not a personality trait. Okay, it's something that God empowers us in. He's given us a spirit of self-discipline or a sound mind. And so that's very, very important for us to understand. If we want to build consistency, we're going to have to run and make sure we run intentionally, that we get over that line with the help of grace, by the grace of God, and not become weary in doing good, as you said, and then also realize we can't let fear paralyze us, but see the opposite, that the spirit that God's placed within us has empowered us to live a life that's filled with not just an enabling power, but a supernatural, powerful, explosive power to do things that we, in our own natural ability, cannot do. And so when we make the choice to step out in faith, even if we are faith or trusting for self-discipline, it will come.
Yes.
Because we're trusting and putting our faith and anchor in God.
Yeah. So it's a good point to start at, if we can start with this. And ask a question, why does our motivation fail?
Yes.
Because this is what we're going to talk about, I think we all want to be motivated.
We
all want to make things work
so
in
true.
Our life. And so I just have a few questions here. Because motivation is emotional. It rises and falls depending on a few factors. And for me, it is, how do I feel? You know, sometimes that can be a huge factor. And if you allow that to influence yourself, then that's going to draw you down, pull you down. What's happening in our environment at the moment? Mm-hmm. And that can have a huge effect upon yourself. Mm-hmm. And then our results, we're results driven. So that can pull us down. Mm-hmm. If we think we're not making it, the results are showing this is not good. Mm-hmm. And then one that's, I'm turning 50 this year, so my energy levels.
Half century.
On there where the early 40s energy levels were. But those are certain realities we have to live with and look at, and that can steal off our motivation, but we have to recognize that even though it does exist, there's a counter in this process. So it will speak to us, it is real, but we have to make a choice here.
It's so important, because what we're also touching on is what we feel, right? And so if we only act when we feel like it, we will live inconsistently. We will delay. We will procrastinate, because we don't feel like doing it today. Because motivation says, and I mean, I can just hear myself in my own house. I'll do it. I'll do it. Don't worry. I'll get it done when I'm ready. When is that? You know?
When is it going to happen?
Yeah, like the light's still out. Discipline says, I'll do it because it matters. I do it because it carries weight. I do it because it communicates something to God, first of all, whom I am accountable to my family, and to my peers, because I want to live a life that represents and reflects something about the kingdom of God. And so in discipline, when we do that, it gets things done.
Yes.
And it gets us closer to where we're supposed to walk with God and where we're supposed to be in life, wherever that might be.
Mm. I've got a great scripture here. It's found in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap.
Mm.
And so if we wait for the perfect moment, we are never going to take action. And that's also what we're talking about here, is that we cannot allow life to start dictating for us. When are we going to plant? When are we going to do what God tells us to do? If we are convinced and we allow God's Spirit to minister to us in those moments, then we're not going to look at the wind and the rain. We're going to say, we are disciplined in this. I've made this decision.
Mm.
And so the word is clear here. For the person that waits, they're never going to plant.
Mm.
If we look at the elements, and back in the days that look at the wind and the rain, for us it might be different, a different input of what we are looking at, what's happening politically in the world, and it will have a huge influence on us if we allow it.
Mm.
But if we are disciplined, we're going to say, no, God told us.
100%, 100%, and let's be real, most of us as men, we start off very strong. We start off strong in the gym, okay? Okay, yeah. When we want to spend time with God devotionally, okay? Then we say, okay, we're going to eat better, okay? Until you drive past
McDonald's.
Or you smell that Steers burger, okay? Or we want to pray. And so we're going to pray for stuff. And then we pray, and then suddenly life gets busy. And it's hard, and that drops. And it's not because our intentions are bad, Grant. I think that's one thing we as men need to understand when we listen to this today. This is not a condemnation on me, you, or anybody listening to this. It's just us being human. And it is going to get busy. It will get hard, okay? And it will drop.
Yeah.
But that's where we're going to have to go and say, okay, but I choose. I remember when I first started, I was in a lot better shape than what I was now a couple of years ago. And I started a vigorous exercise. And I always used to go across the road and go in gym. And then I would call my brother. And I said, yes, Lord, I'm not. He's a gym fanatic. And I said, I just don't feel like it. He used to say to me, Eddie, go and close yourself in the pain chamber. He says, go and do it, because afterwards you will feel good and you will know you did what you needed to do for your body side. Your body will feel better. So when I realized that discipline is different, even though it's hard, I get to a place where it no longer is just a motivation. It's something that I want to do and have to do, because I know there's a healthy side, or there's an end goal at the end of the day to it. So, yes, that's what I wanted to say regarding that. But I know that you've also got a question around motivation, Grant.
Yeah, I think my question is, what are the common areas where you see motivation fade in us as men? And we can generalize, but I think we need to quantify this. We have to recognize this. We have to say where we as men do struggle.
I think Grant, you know what? A lot of the times we struggle spiritually. We struggle, you know, financially. We struggle to keep a rhythm. We always talk about something like cadence. I always think about Mr. Johan de Bruyn that does cadence classes, and I always used to know why, what, but it's about staying in rhythm when you exercise for a big race, a biking race. Yeah. And I always think about that. You stay in rhythm, and I think we lose rhythm in life because life gets so full, and then things begin to drop, and normally we tend to let our time with God go first. And then we say, it's okay. And yes, it is okay. But there comes a season again where we have to press in. Or there comes a time where we say, God says, okay, but even though it becomes busy, don't let your cadence be interrupted, because it influences your fitness. It influences your capacity. So if we look at what is discipline then really, Grant? Okay, it's not punishment, putting yourself in the pain chamber. Okay, it's training. Okay, Hebrews 12 verse 11 says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. But later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness.
Wow.
And so for us, it is important to understand that God's not disciplining us because we have sin in our lives. He's using discipline to train us.
Yeah.
It's a training moment.
Yeah.
So it's never a mistake. It's a training moment.
Yeah. But what you're saying is so powerful, because discipline produces fruit over time.
Yes.
And that's what I don't want to hear, is that it takes time.
Mm.
1 Timothy 4 verse 7 and 8 says, train yourself to be godly. It doesn't just happen automatically. It is over time. Fruit happens over time. That word train implies a few things. Firstly, repetition.
Metronome.
Metronome. Effort and consistency. And that's where it lands.
And so discipline then means you show up when you don't feel like it. You stay committed when no one sees. Oh, it's a tough one.
very tough.
When we're alone, eh? Doing the small things consistently. We sometimes want to do the big things well. What about the small things?
Absolutely, but let me say it like this. Discipline is choosing what you want most over what you want now. And so the world teaches us to want something now, but we're going to choose discipline over what just feels good for us right now.
Yeah, like delayed gratification.
Delayed gratification. And so once again, we're looking at the word here, Romans 5, verse 3 to 4. Suffering, and I do not like this word, but it says it there. Suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Something that we need so much in this world. I don't know about you, Eddie, but I think we just do people in a room talking about this. We need God's hope. So consistency shapes who you become.
And you know what, Grant, it's so interesting. You know what, I think we talk a lot about this in our many coffees we have together. And I think one thing that's always common for us in our conversation, we end up asking both the same question towards God. God, where's the hope in this? You know, and then when we look at in one another's lives, there's so many times that I can see hope. There's so many times I can even see in our conversation where I see that sometimes it's difficult for you to walk through certain things. But I know, I can see that you choose hope. And then that gives me hope. And it inspires me. Not just motivates me, it inspires me to say, I need to make a choice to rather choose hope than just give up or stay motivated. You know, but I want to be disciplined because it's a choice. And the thing is, like you said, it takes perseverance, or the word says, it takes hardship. I always say that, and we said, Lord, we cannot become strong overnight.
No, we can't.
You become strong through a repeated process of faithful decisions. But we need to understand also that suffering's part of it.
Yeah.
Because there's a continuous battle and war within us because of our sinful nature, where there's God's will and our will.
Mm.
And we need to discipline, like Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, I beat my body into subjection so that I may win the race.
Yeah. For me, I have to make that practical, what you are saying.
Mm.
And so that's where Luke 16, verse 10 comes in personally. Whoever is faithful in the little will be faithful in much. And so I tend to look at the much. I want to be faithful in all these things, but we have to start somewhere. So discipline in the small areas of our lives leads to the breakthrough that we are seeking in the larger areas. I tend to want to start with the larger areas because, and it makes me feel overwhelmed.
Mm.
So the scripture gives a key to me that I try and follow, I try and fail a lot of times, but my reality is if I look at the large picture, I become discouraged.
Mm.
Let's just use what we have. Today we've got, we don't have three cameras, but we've got one camera or two cameras. Let's work with it.
Exactly, Grant.
Start with what you have.
Exactly.
And that will inspire you.
You know what? You know, my next point is to not chase the big moments, but to focus on the small obedience, the daily habits, and the quiet consistency, right? But quick story again. When Lurika and myself got married, we used to stay in a small flat near Tiger Valley. And I had a small stoop. Like, I mean, when I put my Weber on and bra, it was only me and the guy that talks to me is at the back. And he's getting all the smoke. But we love to host people. And I said one day, while we were cleaning our own flat, I said, Jesus, I'm cleaning this stoop from back to front, and I will, if it's only one person or a couple at a time that we can host, I want to make sure that I steward this properly, and I'll do it this way because I'm trusting you for a bigger place so that I can one day host more people. And you know what? As I continuously do that with every house, everything, to be diligent and disciplined in that, I have a bigger stoop today where I can have more than just two people to host. And I'm not saying it's because of my obedience and my, it's just,
it's a principle.
It's the principle of being faithful and being disciplined in that moment. And that doesn't end. We still need to remain disciplined in whatever we do, whatever God's called us to do. And not just think we're motivated just to reach a goal. Because if you reach your goal, what then? It's about the continuous discipline and applying principles in your life. So, but you want to get practical with us, Grant.
Yeah, I think we need to start small and stay consistent. That's what we are talking here. And then to build habits, daily habits. And that's where the struggle lies, is if we defer something for too long, we forget that we're actually trying to get something right in our lives. So build daily habits. Habits remove the need for constant decision making. It just takes processing power away if you say, I'm going to do this every day, sort of at the same time, in the same space. I'm going to focus on God in this space. And then to show up regardless of our feelings. Because feelings are super unreliable.
Yes.
But commitment isn't.
That's right.
Commitment stays. And Matthew 26:41 says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So yes, we in this podcast, we are calling in God's spirit to come and help us, to assist us, give us the strength because our flesh is weak. Even Jesus prayed.
Yeah,
in the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew what was going to happen, and he knew that his body was weak.
Exactly, I think two other things that are very important, Grant, is to stay accountable, and that only happens in community, in relationship, and that's where discipline grows, where we have that relationship, and there's a bunch of other guys also in our lives that also walk with us, but they're there sometimes just to say, come on, you know, you can do this. Stay disciplined, stay the course. But if you're an island on your own, who's going to tell you that?
Yes.
You know, because you somewhere are so isolated when you're on your own, you won't hear anything. You only hear your own voice.
Yeah, so true.
That's what I've learned. And then we have to fix our focus on purpose. Hebrews 12 verse 1 to 2 says, run with perseverance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. And so when our focus is right, your discipline begins to strengthen.
Yeah.
And that just is so good when it brings it back to about Jesus. It's where our focus needs to be. I remember there's a one scripture that says, let's set our eyes like flint on him who is faithful.
Yeah. So let's get spiritual about this. Your walk with God cannot depend on your motivation. You won't always feel close to God. When we go on feelings, we'll say, do I feel close to God? I don't. But this is why we are doing this, is to build that relationship. Discipline will keep us connected. And so I want to focus in my life not on do I feel God, but can I build that connection? And that's where the discipline's going to come in.
Exactly. And also, spiritual discipline looks like spending time in the Word. Okay? Pray when it feels dry. Okay? I sometimes read the Word and I get nothing. I've said it a lot of times. I'm not a good reader, but I listen to the Word a lot of times. And sometimes I just get nothing, but somewhere along the line, that seed gets deposited. And when Holy Spirit, in the right season, right moment, highlights something to me, that's what I've heard. And also, what I've learned, Grant, is to pray and worship, is to trust God. It's just it helps me to surrender. It helps me to give over. It helps me to say, God, I'm vulnerable. I can't do this. I give over, and that's important. We don't just worship because it goes well, and we don't also worship just because it's tough. We need to do it in every season of our lives, because it says it communicates consistency. But over and above that, I am committed,
And that consistency leads to intimacy with God. So there is an outcome. We don't always see it in the moment. And I think because it takes so long, we can feel that what's really happening here. But that consistency brings that intimacy.
So, Grant, if we bring this big catamaran into the harbor right now, here's the simple truth, man. And this speaks to me that, you know what? Motivation will start your journey, but only discipline will sustain it.
Amen. And here's the challenge for all of us. Choose one small area and become consistent in it. We know the areas, but I think it's important that we say it here. Prayer, scripture, your health, and even your time at home. We tend to forget about that one, but we have to spend time at home. We have to rest. We have to create a cadence surrounding our time with God, our health, scripture, but also our time at home. And commit to showing up.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you feel. And I think I want to land it there today, Eddie.
100%. And so my last encouragement to all of us is because of discipline, if we want to become the man of tomorrow, it needs to be built on the discipline we practice today. Amen. So let's leave with that. And so thank you guys for joining us on this episode. We trust that this has ministered to you. It's definitely ministered to us. Grant, thank you for being in studio with me again today. It's always so insightful. And share this with somebody that needs it. Pray with somebody that needs it. Because they're not always that far away.
Amen.
So we'll join you in the next episode again. Thank you for watching this.